Hi, and welcome to this course on querying with Transact SQL. We've got a pretty packed course for you. We're going to be covering all sorts of things and exploring ways that we can use Transact SQL to get data out of databases. So let me start by introducing myself. My name is Graham Malcolm. I'm a senior content developer at Microsoft. And what I do is I focus on developing learning content for people who want to work with our data platform technologies. Prior to that, I was a consultant and a trainer. I've been working with SQL Server and with data-related technologies for a number of years. I'm joined today by Jeff Alex, who I'll get to introduce himself. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Jeff.
Hi, my name is Jeff Alex. I'm a principal technologist at a company called Content Master, and we develop content primarily for Microsoft. And my own job is to work with SQL Server, and so I do language and other database technologies, and I've done that for quite a number of years, and also do bits of consultancy and other work with databases, essentially.
Great. So great to have you on board, Jeff. Let's move on and talk a little bit about what we're going to cover in this course. This is quite a long course. There's 11 modules of things that we're going to cover, and we'll get you to pace yourself as you work your way through the content. For each of the modules, we'll deliver one of these video presentations, and we'll demonstrate some of the concepts and show you how the syntax of the language works. And there's some labs that you can download and try out for yourself, so you'll get some hands-on practice as well. We're going to start with an introduction to Transact SQL and explain what it is, where it came from, what sort of things we can do with it. And then we'll gradually look at more complex features of the Transact SQL language as we progress through the course and look at each of the different modules. So drilling into a little bit of detail, just some expectations that we have. If you're attending this course, we assume that you're interested in databases or development of some description. So really we're trying to target this training content for people who are aspiring database professionals. Perhaps you're at the beginning of your career in IT and you want to be a database administrator or a database developer. Or perhaps you're already an application developer and you're building applications in things like C# or Java or whatever language it might be, and you want to start working with databases in those applications. The other part of the audience that we might be looking at here is anyone who's considering doing the SQL Server certification exams. So if you're planning to sit the exams for the Microsoft Certified Professional program, there is a Transact SQL exam, and this course will help prepare you for that exam. It doesn't necessarily cover everything that will be covered in the exam, but certainly the core Transact SQL syntax will be covered. There's various materials. There's these online video presentations, which you can watch, and we'll be demonstrating as well as explaining some of the concept. And as I said earlier, there are some labs that you can download and try out for yourself. And our suggested approach is that you pace yourself through this, watch the module, download the lab. There may be some links to additional reading that we suggest you look at. Look at that, do the lab, make sure that you've absorbed everything in that, and then move on to the next module. So pace yourself through. You can go as quickly or as slowly as you like, but make sure that you're comfortable before moving on to the next module. There is, I mentioned there about the Born to Learn site. Born to Learn is a website that we've created at Microsoft for people who are learning Microsoft technologies. So if you want to engage with your fellow students around the world who are also studying Transact SQL and other aspects of database technologies with Microsoft, then go to the Born to Learn site and sign up. And again, when you download the lab materials, there's information about how to do that. The labs that I've mentioned a couple of times and the demos that we'll be showing you today, they're based on a sample database called AdventureWorks LT. The LT indicates that it's a lightweight version of a standard sample called AdventureWorks. It's a sample database, and we'll be using the version that is in the Azure SQL database service. So the Transact SQL we'll be teaching in this course is relevant for SQL Server, the product that you can install on your own server or in a virtual machine running in Azure, but also for Azure SQL Database, which is our platform as a service for databases. And we'll be using that to demonstrate how to use the language. When you come to do the labs, there's instructions for setting yourself up with Azure SQL Database and getting the database up and running and using that there. So that's to come. There is a lab for each module, and each lab has some challenges based on what we've taught in the module. And there's some references to relevant documentation and scripts that will help you figure out if you've worked out the solution that's correct. So let me just show you how to set up that environment, the way that we've set up the demo environment. I'm here in the preview of the Azure portal at portal.azure.com. This is a preview of a new version of the portal. So it may have changed slightly by the time you see this video, but it should be pretty consistent. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to add a new service to my subscription, and it's going to be a SQL database that I'm adding. And the first thing I need to do is have a name for that database. And we've been using AdventureWorks LT for the demos that we're going to show you in this course and for the labs. You can name it anything you like, really. It's just a name for the database. But AdventureWorks LT is the name of the sample we're going to use. And the first thing we need to do is to specify what server we want to create that database on. Now, if you've already created an Azure SQL database server, you can use that. But the first time, you're going to have to create a new server. And you're going to have to enter a unique name for that server. So I'll just put in my name and SQL. The full name is actually whatever you type here, .database.windows.net. And that has to be completely unique. And you'll get a little green tick here to tell you that that's a valid unique name. And you need to specify a user that's going to be your admin, so a login for the admin. And that login needs a password. And you can see there are some rules about the password that you can use. So I'll just type in a password here and confirm it so that we're ready to go. The location of where the database is going to be, or where the database server is going to be defined, is actually it's the Azure data center where you want your server to be hosted. So there's various geographical locations, and you can choose whichever one is most suitable for you. So I'll choose West Europe. And you will see we're in a transitionary phase between versions of Azure SQL Database. So the latest version is version 12, and it's available in some locations, but not other. By the time you're doing this, it probably will be available throughout. But if it's not, you'll see this message here telling you what's the latest version that you can choose. So I've gone ahead and created that server there. Once I've created the server, I'll click OK. I've then got to select the source of my database. Now, by default, it's just going to create a blank, empty database. But what I want to do is to choose an existing sample database. And there are some samples available to me, including this default choice of AdventureWorks LT. And there's one that's specific to version 12, and there's one for older versions as well. I'm going to use the latest one that's available, and then I'm ready to go ahead and work on that. So I could go ahead and I could click Create at this point, and that's going to go ahead and create my database server. It takes a few minutes, so I've actually already done that just to save us a little bit of time, so I'll discard these. And when it's created, it's pinned a tile to the start page here. If I go and have a look at that, this is what's going to get created. This is my AdventureWorks LT database, and I can see that it's related to another thing. It's related to a server, in this case called MSFT Demo SQL. And if I go and have a look at the server itself, I can see some details about that server, and I can actually drill into the settings for that server. And one of the things that we are going to have to do is we're going to have to configure the firewall on that server so that I can access it from my local PC that I'm sitting at right now. So we want to look at the firewall settings for that, and you're going to specify a rule, the starting IP address of the range of clients that you want to allow to access, and the ending IP address of the range of clients that you want to allow to access. Now, of course, this presupposes that you know the externally facing IP address of the computer you're using, which might be easy enough to find out. But if you don't worry, because we can actually switch back to the full version of the portal. If I just click on that Azure portal tile there. And this opens up another alternative view of the portal. This is the original Azure portal, which is completely fully available for us. And I can see here in my SQL databases section, there's my AdventureWorks LT database. And if I click on the servers tab, I can see there's my server. And if I drill into that server and look at configure here, one of the features that's available on this version of the portal that isn't on the preview of the new portal is that it automatically detects my current client IP address, and I can go ahead and just add that, and it creates a rule for me for my client. So I can now access that server from the local client computer that I'm sitting at. So, well, that's pretty useful. I've now got access to the server. How am I actually going to access it? What am I going to access it from? So I'm going to have to install some sort of client tool that I can use to connect to the database with. And there's a couple of choices. There's many choices really for database clients, but the two main ones that we're going to talk about in this course are SQL Server Management Studio, which, as its name suggests, is a tool for managing databases, and Visual Studio, which is commonly used by developers. So don't worry if you haven't got either of these bits of software. If you go to the SQL Server website, which is microsoft.com/SQL Server, and have a look at the products page there, you'll see SQL Server Editions. And if we go and take a look at the editions of SQL Server that there are, you will find that there are Express editions of SQL Server. And these are free. They're free to download and install. Now, you don't actually need to install SQL Server, because we've already got the database server hosted up in Azure. All we want are the client tools, the management tool. And there's an Express version of that as well. So if I go and have a look at the downloads page here, here are the various options that I can download. And all I really need here is SQL Server Management Studio Express. And there's a 32-bit or a 64-bit version, depending on what version of Windows you're sitting at. So you can go ahead and download Management Studio from there. Similarly, you can go to the Visual Studio website and look at the downloads section there. And there's, again, a couple of free choices for you. There's Visual Studio Community, which is a full version of Visual Studio with all the bells and whistles that's available free for you to use with certain license restrictions. And there's also Express Edition, and these are specific development type focused editions of SQL Server. They're much lighter weight. You can download them and install them. The only thing to bear in mind is when you download and install any version of Visual Studio that you want to use with a SQL Server or with Azure SQL Database, you have to install the SQL Server data tools as part of the installation, and you'll be prompted to do that as you install. So I've downloaded actually both of these, but just to make the point, I'll take a look at SQL Server Management Studio. So let's open SQL Server Management Studio. And obviously I now want to connect to my server. So I've got the name in here, msftdemosql.database.windows.net. That's the full location of my server. I've got the name of the admin login that I defined when I created that server at the name of the server. That's the syntax for connecting when you connect to Azure SQL Database. So it's the login at server. I've typed in the password and saved that. I want to click connect. Because I opened up that firewall rule that allows me to connect from this particular client machine, I'm immediately able to go ahead and connect, and I can see my AdventureWorks LT database and all of the tables that are within there as well. So if you want to learn a little bit more beyond what we're going to cover in this course, and you want to continue learning about using SQL Server or Azure SQL Database or Transact SQL, there's a number of places that you can find training and information. There's the Microsoft Virtual Academy, if you want to learn using online training. There's lots of great courses there. There's Microsoft Official Curriculum, which is classroom-based training that's delivered either in a physical classroom or virtually by Microsoft Certified Trainers, who are accredited trainers who are delivering Microsoft courseware. There's Microsoft Press, who have a wide range of books that cover all sorts of different subjects to do with databases, SQL Server, and all other Microsoft technologies as well. And there's the Microsoft Certified Program. If you're interested in getting certified, sitting some exams, and getting a certification that will help you as you move through your career, then I suggest you go and have a look at the microsoft.com/learning site and look at the certifications that are relevant to SQL Server and databases. And then there's the Born to Learn website, where you'll find a community of lots of people who are learning Microsoft technologies that you can engage with. So there's a really fantastic source of training there. So that introduces you to the course. I really hope you're going to enjoy the course. Jeff and I are going to enjoy delivering it and showing you how to use Transact SQL. Come back and join us for the first module.